We are taking care of business right here in Biz Talk. Good morning once again. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush.
Good morning, Jim, and I'm really glad it's sunny out.
It is. Warm. A great day. Yeah.
Spring has sprung. I wonder where the flowers is.
Is that why you wore a bathing suit into the studio this morning?
No, I didn't wear one.
Good thing it's radio, Tony.
Jeez. Can't stay ahead of them.
Hey, listen, we got a great show. Great show planned in, folks. You got to get excited because as the weather breaks even a little bit, it's a good day. And if you wake up and you're not in the obituaries, it's even a better day. So,
that's true. Very true.
We do the show every Saturday morning. We talk business. We bring entrepreneurs on. We bring experts. We talk all sorts of issues in business. If you've been listening to the show, you know that we address any small business issue that is out there. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're all about. Tony's a volunteer with the SCORE chapter. I'm a volunteer with SCORE. We work with the Venture Center, work with all sorts of entities here that provide resources for entrepreneurs. Maybe we can mention our sponsors, the people that keep us on the air. That would be
great. You bet, Jim. First this morning, our guest is the Cruise Inn Restaurant, Pat Brand and her daughter Valerie Van Handel are here. And we're going to have a great show talking about the Cruise Inn Restaurant that's opened up on Highway 41 now in Kaukauna. So for those of those who don't know that, go out and get a burger or an omelet. It's good. Our sponsors for this program include Associated Bank, Alberts and Hailing Accounting Firm, Epiphany Law, and our newest sponsor is Lakeview Credit Union.
Right.
We also have great relationship with the Business News. They help promote our program in their biweekly periodical. And by the way, Jim, that periodical is $20 a year for every other week. You get all the news going on in northeastern Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very relevant information. Best news periodical that comes out every 2 weeks in northeastern
Wisconsin.
Good
bang for the buck, let me tell you.
And, it is. It'll help your cash flow, Jim.
Speaking of Lakeview Credit Union, they're loaning. They're doing loans over there.
Yeah. So is Associated Bank, and most lenders are doing lending.
Yeah.
Business lending is something both of them do, Associated and Lakeview. So please give them an opportunity to look at your business plan if you're looking for some business loans. Right. I'd also like to mention that our BizTalk program supports the SCORE chapter. And if you want to know more about the SCORE chapter, you can go to scorefoxcities.com. I get them all mixed up.
It's easy, like 10 numbers. Easy for you to say.
It's scorefoxcities.com. Learn about the SCORE chapter. If you're interested in a SCORE counseling session, right there on the website, you can fill in an application to request counseling and a specific topic. And probably within a week to 10 days, someone will get back to you. We'd like to be sooner about that, but we're all volunteers. We don't man the office every day. So it depends on kind of when you send that in. But check out the SCORE chapter as a resource, as Jim said in his opening remarks. Mm-hmm. SCORE is a national organization, but locally, our chapter has an office in Appleton, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac.
Right. Right.
And we serve 8 counties. We have about 60 counselors. And I'd like to mention, coming up on February 25th, and this is for a rifle shot of our audience, any lenders out there listening?
Sure. Yeah.
We're going to have a lenders luncheon. The SCORE chapter is hosting a lenders luncheon in Oshkosh at Robin's Restaurant on Highway 21 on February 25th from 11:30 till 1 o'clock. All the lenders have already received an email invitation on that. All the banks and credit unions have been contacted. So if the lender listening hasn't heard about it, check with the person at the financial institution who did. We'd like to have about 25, 30 lenders at that luncheon.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Because we want to network with the lenders every year, once a year, through our SCORE chapter.
Because we're, you know, proactive in helping facilitate lending to the small business community, and that's what it's all about.
It's all about risk mitigation, keeping the risk down.
Okay, I'll give out the phone numbers in a little while before we get on the air, but why don't we just take a quick break, and we will be right back. We got a good show. You got to stick around for this one, because this is a throwback to my era, man. We're going back into the days when poodle skirts and saddle shoes and rockabilly was king. I love it. I love it. Okay, we'll be right back on BizTalk. You're on the Business News Network right here at 1150 WHBY.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
LLC or S Corp.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Estate planning is not just about money, and it's not just for the wealthy. It's about protecting you during life and protecting your loved ones when you're gone. This is why estate planning isn't just for the rich, it's for everyone. Epiphany Law has expertise in estate planning and can offer a complete plan that avoids probate and can help you maintain control of your assets. Epiphany Law, a boutique law firm offering legal expertise for your family's future. More information is online at epiphanylaw.com.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Okay, we are back on BizTalk. We were talking business this morning, and we were just commenting. We should have had some bumper music that a throwback to the late 50s, early 60s, because the Cruisin' Diner.
Jim, how about some acapella?
I can do it.
I know you can. You're good at it.
I don't want people turning their radios off, though, this early. Actually, if I'd have brought a guitar in this morning, I probably could have pulled that off for you. My partner is better acapella wiggly than I am.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Wiggly, if you're listening, call in and do a little...
Impromptu, right.
Okay. But anyway, we got a great show, and if you want to call in, I'm going to throw the numbers out, and I'm going to give them again before we get too deep into the show. It's if you're in Appleton, you want to call us, it's 281-1150. Go ahead and copy these numbers down, 281-1150. And if you're in Green Bay, you can call us at 271-1150. And if you're outside the Green Bay, or maybe you're down in Fond du Lac, and we have a chapter down there. I've gotten involved in that chapter. We're going to do some counseling down there. I will give out the dates at a later date. But anyway, you can call 866-887-1150, 866-887-1150 if you're outside the area. And we'll get you right on the show. Our guest this morning, as we said earlier, opened a diner. It's a neat diner.
And I misspoke earlier, Jim. I said Cruisin' Restaurant. It's a diner.
Yes,
isn't a restaurant. Okay, it's a Cruisin' Diner.
You know,
we
Tony,
go to dine.
That's the first mistake you've made in the last 3 years. So it's
it
about
is?
Time.
It is? Really?
You were overdue.
Well, it'll be another 3 years, I guess.
At least you didn't give away the restaurant like I did to a retail shop. On
I remember that. Lifetime 25% discounts. That was a good one. That was a blooper, Jim.
Yes, it seriously was.
But our guests are Pam, or Pat, I keep saying Pam, Pat Brand and Valerie Van Handel, owners of the Cruisin' Diner on Highway 41 and J, right across from the Bergstrom dealership there. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you might mention that your mother and daughter...
Yes, we are.
It's a family business. Yeah, that, and Dad's involved in the business, but he is maintaining a full-time job while you two make this into a huge enterprise, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Cruise Inn Diner and how you came to be owners of the diner.
Okay. Well, that's kind of a long story.
We put
story.
You on the spot.
You did. You did. That's kind of a long story.
The theme of the diner.
The theme is awesome.
Keep it short now because it's an hour show. We don't.
Okay. Okay. Well, we will. We won't make a big long story out of it. Well, we walked in the place. We just actually stumbled by it. We didn't know it was for sale. We stumbled by it by accident and walked in and we said, wow, we really like this. The atmosphere is amazing. Just walking in and thinking, wow, we can make this work and
what
see what it used to be like.
Describe the atmosphere, Pat.
The atmosphere is 50s. It's retro. I mean, completely with the 50s car ads on the walls and the
jukebox
music. It's got a jukebox, yes. And it looks like the mobile trailer from the outside, the stainless steel ones that used to be like box cars.
Right.
And it's just amazing place
even
to be.
The boots and the tables and the flooring.
The look like the old vinyl seats in the cars.
Yeah.
And, you know, the floor is tile, of course. You know, it's the white and black tile like they used to have. And it's an awesome place to be. It's a lot of fun.
It's the kind of place that you can picture 57 Chevys parked in, 56 Chevys. Those were really neat years in for GM.
Definitely.
Parked outside.
Definitely.
Now, you acquired this last year, I believe.
Yes.
And it had been closed for a while. It was closed for like three years. And the opportunity came along, and you and your husband and Valerie decided, we're going to go for this. And you've been open since?
August 16th.
August 16th. Mm-hmm. And when you opened it up, you must have had some challenges. You must have had a couple of maybe, whoa, I wish we could have, let's get through this.
Oh, yeah. There was quite a few of those.
What was your biggest challenge?
Our biggest challenge probably was getting ready to get open. We purchased the building and our exit was closed.
Right. They were doing the roundabouts.
Right. Our exit was closed and then the road was kind of blocked off right before our driveway. So trying to actually get people in there when we first opened and letting them know we were open with the road being closed.
Mm-hmm. Now, Valerie, you are you run. Your mother here, actually, you were active in the business in the beginning.
Yes.
And I think, Pat, you were working a full-time position somewhere.
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you were in the restaurant business before opening this, so it isn't that you just walked into a brand-new industry with no kind of background at all.
No, I've been managing restaurants for over 20 years.
Okay, all right. Just so people know, because sometimes people want to open a restaurant because they eat in them once in a while, and they think they can run one. And it's not easy. It's not a cakewalk.
No, it's not. Yeah. And if it's in your blood, though, I mean, you have to do it. Food service isn't for everybody.
Right.
But if it's there, that's your home. That's what you do.
That's
Because you own your own business, is it like working 8 hours a day and you're driving around in new pickup trucks?
No, not even.
No, Cadillacs don't need pickup trucks. Get out of here.
Valerie, what's it like to own your own business?
Very stressful. You have those days where you're like, okay, why did I do this? But then you also have those other days like, this is why I did this. Mm-hmm.
How many hours do you put in a week between both of you, Pat and Val?
Oh my goodness.
You know, it's, we normally aren't there real early in the morning for open, but Pat's there every day till close. And so, I mean, we're looking at, you know, 12 hours a day at least just...
Wow, it's a long day.
At least 12 hours a day.
I'm thinking I've been there, 65, 70 hours a week?
Yeah.
So, but, you know, that's where my heart is as well. So my family's there, my job's there.
Pat, before the show started this morning, we were talking in the break room a little bit, and you used an analogy of three circles.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you retell that story? Okay. That's pretty significant for entrepreneurs, especially when you have a family situation where there's a business going.
Right, right. I was asked many years ago, actually, how you balance, and there was three circles that I had to balance. One is work, one is family, one is social life. And if you intertwine those in the right balance, you do make it work.
Mm-hmm. It's easier to do that. You don't have to completely leave one
definitely.
And go to the other one, but you have to like the job.
Oh, definitely.
And it's not really work. It's as much social as it is work at that point.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well, you got to have a passion to put in 70 hours a week. And at the end of the week, you've got to make sure everybody else is paid, every other expense is covered, before you can reach in and say, okay, we've got this much left for me. And that may be, at sometimes, not a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those are the days you probably go, why?
Yeah, what am I doing? Yeah.
As you got into the business, and Valerie, you mentioned that it was hard to get the word out and find ways for people to get to the restaurant because of the closed interchange on 41 and the road was partially closed in front of your restaurant. You were doing the roundabout construction and all that improvement. In terms of getting advice and getting assistance, you know, what did you go for that?
Actually, at first, when we first started out, we were doing everything ourselves.
Okay.
It was
drawing on your experiences in the business. And
right,
so on.
Right. Yep. You know, being, we have, you know, 30 plus years experience between us. And so it was like, okay, I've done this at another business I worked at and she's done this. So it was kind of just bringing our minds together and doing everything ourselves. So, because money was limited in the beginning as well. So the more we could do ourselves, the better.
Exactly. Because the money can only go so far. The key is to set up a process that will save money and be efficient and bring people into the restaurant.
Now, Valerie, did you have restaurant experience in your background before?
Yeah, I've been in restaurant. I mean, I've tried every other thing, but I keep going back. But since I've been 16... you know, I've been in restaurants as well.
All right. So both of you have really been in the food service business for a long time.
And, yeah.
And you're not novices to that business.
No.
But, yeah, at the beginning of the day, I mean, how do you plan for what you're going to do? Do you lay out menus on Monday morning for all the way for the next 7 days? Or is it, hey, we'll come in today, what are we going to... flip a coin. What are we going to do today? I don't know, because really I wonder about that with diners and restaurants, how they do that.
Well, we were doing that for a while. Every day we would go in and think, well, what do we want to do for a special today? But now we came up with a plan. So like every Monday we have the same thing. Every Tuesday we have the same thing. Every Wednesday we have the same thing.
Okay.
So
create some continuity there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it seems to be working very well. I mean, a lot of people know, hey, on Wednesday we have all you can eat breaded whitefish.
Right.
And they'll come back for it.
I just want to know when the meatloaf is on.
Saturday.
There you go, Jen. There you go.
Well, we do have meatloaf on the menu all the time, and that is homemade, so it's a little inconsistent at
my
times.
My favorite.
Now, do you serve that with baked potatoes or potatoes?
We serve it with mashed potatoes gravy and a vegetable. Yes.
Cream corn?
I haven't had cream corn yet. There's not a whole lot of call for that.
Yeah. Creamed anything.
Oh, yeah, and then you mush it all together.
But, you know, I went into the diner. You know, I think you came to SCORE and felt that SCORE might be able to help you at some point in the business, and I'm glad you did, because we finally got a chance to meet and talk, and maybe, like you say in the beginning, there were some mistakes that people make, and... We try to go back and revisit, but you can't keep harping on those. You got to let those go and look forward.
Right.
And has so far, you know, how we doing? Have we helped? I hope we're helping.
You have, and I wish we would have met you guys back in August.
Yeah.
Right. But. Yeah, I know. I can't remember exactly how we came across the SCORE chapter, but yeah, it would have been something that before we opened, it would have been very, very nice to look into and get guidance.
See, SCORE is the same as a lot of entrepreneurs. We have to do a good job of marketing to let people know that the resource is out there. SCORE, you know, consists of persons, people, ladies and gentlemen, who have expertise in different areas, marketing, IT, HR, and it's just not marketed enough. And we're working on that. Our chairwoman, Jyothi Nerangadi, is a very strong marketing person. She's very IT, up in the technology. Jim and I are frightened sometimes when we go to a meeting and we're not tweeting, and I don't know how to tweet, but it's all for a good purpose, and it all helps get the word out about SCORE so other folks can know that that resource is out there.
But it's also, I think, we don't, and I think you know this, we don't actually write marketing plans for people. We try to put ideas on the table. We try to get you to do the work and make the investment of time. But, you know, it's a process, as Tony said, putting systems into place, especially in a restaurant business.
I like the way you're evolving, and like you mentioned, Pat, where you came in the morning and said, what are we going to have for special today? And then you've migrated to announcing a special each day. Because now the client base may not care for whitefish. So they won't come in on a Wednesday, but they'll come in on a Saturday for meatloaf, and they might come back for a breakfast special on a Sunday morning or something.
Right.
So they can anticipate. Everyone gets to know what the specials are going to be. But the menu itself, let's talk about how you select your product that goes into your menu. You use pretty quality food products. You don't cut corners on
the
quality.
No, everything we get is very good quality.
Yep. I've eaten there, and like the hamburgers are delicious. The omelets are good.
Thank you.
I have to ask, though, I haven't ordered one yet. Do you serve milkshakes?
Definitely.
Of course. Yes.
What a dumb question, right?
Yes.
And malteds?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'm going
to
be over there.
You would have to go there, Tony.
Just
that's
for the
my. That, I have a weakness for
I
those.
Love that. Yeah.
And you get the, you know, you get the extra pitcher on the side with what doesn't fit in the glass. So,
yeah.
So you get all the extra. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
And you get a big straw that it goes through the straw.
Oh no! And there's still chunks of ice cream in there too. So it's like just like the old time one.
It's homemade.
Yes.
What time do you guys open up? I'm going to be there. What are your hours?
6 a.m. We open Monday through Friday. Saturdays and Sundays we open at 7. Then the time that we close at night Sundays is 5. Mondays we actually close at 2. We don't have a dinner service. And then Tuesday through Thursday we close at 8. Fridays we close at 9. And Saturdays we're back till 8.
Well, yeah, what I'd like to do is put out a call. If there's somebody out there listening this morning that may have visited the diner and had eaten, I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Give us a call here in the year. In Appleton, it's 281-1150. If Green Bay, it's 271-1150. And outside the area, it's 866-887-1150. And we are going to find out all the secrets about a 50s diner when we get back here. So don't go away. And we'll be back on Biz Talk right here at Business Talk Radio 1150 WHBY.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or AssociatedBank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
401k or simple IRA.
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
If I have a will, do I really need estate planning? A will is simply one piece of an estate plan. Often a trust is a preferred tool if privacy, taxes, creditor protection, or probate costs are a concern. Epiphany Law offers legal expertise in estate planning, which empowers you with the tools you need to protect yourself and your loved ones. Epiphany Law, a boutique law firm offering legal expertise for your family's future. More information is online at epiphanylaw.com.
Okay, we are back here in Biz Talk, and if you if you're looking for a place that maybe you'll run into the Fonz or somebody like that, you know, Arnold's Diner, we got the place. We're talking to the Cruz Inn Diner this morning, and while it doesn't look like Happy Days, it does look like, I mean, it does. It has... It's got that look about it that and that nostalgia feel, you know. You're
wait till the summer. Wait till the summer when the grass is green
and all the doo-wop events are going on out in the parking lot.
And the music's blasting out in the parking lot.
Okay,
and
we got
the car ops are out there with their roller skates on.
We got Margaret on the line. Margaret, you're up.
Hi, I was in there with a group of people. We were looking for some place that was open at 10 o'clock in the morning after we finished our exercising.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us like breakfast or other meals or any good food.
Sure.
Where you could have a pick of a lot of things and not just all hamburgers and that.
Right.
And we were looking and we saw that they were open. Previously, we had been in there too, And we knew what the place was like, and it was, it had a very good atmosphere and very friendly waitresses.
Oh, that is great to hear from you.
And the food is good.
Now, let me ask you, when you went in, did you have that nostalgia feel about you when you sat in the diner? Did it give you that little feeling of being back? Maybe you don't go back that far, Mark. What am I talking about?
I didn't pay attention.
Ah, okay. All right.
And these are up in age people.
Well, you know, you...
Did you have a milkshake, Margaret?
No, I didn't.
Next time.
Next time you come in, Margaret, I want you to wear your poodle skirt and your saddle shoes.
No, thank you. I have them, but no, thank you.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Margaret. We
appreciate it.
Thank you, Margaret.
Hey, that's good news.
Yes, it is.
At least we didn't hear any complaints. That sounds good.
Well, speaking of customers, Margaret called in and commented how she enjoyed her experience at the Cruise Inn Diner. How's the customer building business coming?
It's coming along. So it took a while to get a loyal customer base, but we do have some excellent customers who come in. Some of them we see every day. Mm-hmm. And then it's to the point where we know them so well that if they don't come in, we're like, okay, where is he? Why isn't mm-hmm. he here?
Send out the Royal Mounted Police.
Right. And then, you know, then we kind of yell at them the next day when they come in. And yeah. But, you know, it's...
Where were you yesterday?
Yeah, exactly. And then they sit there, I know. And it's coming along, but it's, you know, just making sure everybody has a good experience so they want to come back.
Well, and, you see, this is like you're building a kind of a family. Your customers aren't customers, they're family.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Right. We have one guy who comes in and, you know, he calls mom, and, you know, we bring them all in with us. We'll sit down
like
and talk with them.
Is it like that ad on TV where the waitress is pouring coffee?
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Hey, Snookums.
You call everybody hun. No, he's sweetie, and he's Sugar Britches.
Yeah, there's a couple of them like that, yeah. Actually, for that one gentleman, we actually put a doorbell outside because he had issues opening the door.
Oh, really?
So
you put a doorbell outside.
We put a doorbell outside.
So somebody needs assistance to get in.
Someone can help him get in.
Yep.
Now, where do you hear about that?
I love it. Well, see, you don't get that in the fast food places, unfortunately.
Right.
No.
So this is a diner. This is the real throwback. This is the way it used to be. And I remember, I go back that far. Tony doesn't, but I do. And
Back further than you do.
Maybe those weren't the greatest days in the world, but we all look back and think they were, because it seemed like there was a lot simpler time. Mm-hmm. And that's what the atmosphere is in the Cruise Inn Diner. You get a little bit of that nostalgia feel.
Yeah, right. It is.
So.
We've got the snow starting to go away, and days are getting longer, and the temperature's climbing a little bit, and everyone's getting this spring itch. What sort of events do you have planned for the summer and the spring season as you look forward to expanding your customer base, having fun?
If you need help, I got the marketing plan right here.
Well, that's good. At least something's on.
Because you have
paper,
a really big parking lot out there.
We do. We have an awesome parking
lot.
Yeah,
you can do a lot of stuff in there.
We do. We want to actually get into the car show thing again.
You used to do that.
Yes, they did. And we started it in August. Right. It started very slow because, you know, the word didn't get around and everybody had their schedules already set. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be talking to the car clubs and see if we can get on their circuit. And we want to be doing a grand opening sometime this spring and maybe get into like a craft fair. We were thinking of an early April craft fair.
Okay.
To see what we could do out there.
Sure.
So. If there's any car clubs listening this morning and then we want to get in touch with the diner, let's give out a number so people could call you if they wanted to.
Okay. The phone number is 920-759-1800. And we can also be emailed at cf1llc@yahoo.com.
Do you have a website as yet?
We have a website. Okay. It's www.cruiseindiner.net.
Okay. Good deal. Because, you know, we want to, there may be people listening out there, I love the idea. So you're all you have to do is go out 41 north on 41 to exit J. I think it's just beyond 55.
Right.
Next exit. And there's a couple of roundabouts. They're really nice. They did a nice job now that it's open. And that took what? I mean, you opened in August, and that was still shut down until sometime in September?
Mid-October.
Wow. So that really cost a lot of business in the beginning.
It did. Yeah. It did. And, you know, at that last week where it was closed, we're kind of looking at each other saying, okay, what did we do? And then the road opened, and it was an automatic, people started coming in right away
yeah.
because they're using that exit and they're seeing
now, it. Now, running a restaurant is not all cooking burgers and flipping this and, you know, making hash browns and good stuff. But when you get, like 3 o'clock in the morning, pipes bursting with the sub-zero weather we just went through, you've been down that road, right?
We have.
Things
we
like
have.
This. So, you know, what? I mean, the buck stops with you. So somebody's got to go in and be there and call somebody in to take care of the emergency. These are some of the challenges you've had to face in this restaurant
yep.
since starting, haven't you?
Yes, we have. Yeah. As far as, you know, from coolers going out to plumbing bursting and drowning, at least Valerie got drowned on that one anyway.
But just so people understand that it's not, you know, when you go and open up a business, any kind of business, and just so happens to be a restaurant, it isn't all a cakewalk right into to riches, but like you say, both of you are passionate about what you do. Mm-hmm. You love what you do,
mm-hmm.
and so then it's not work. It's not you can deal with these challenges.
It's not work, yeah. but it is challenging at times.
Sure,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah. I mean, there's you know you got to wear the hat of doing human resources mm-hmm. and marketing,
right?
And
right.
you know then you have to do the ordering and you know the inventory and payroll. And then you have to go and actually do the cooking and do the serving
right.
and the shoveling of the snow and, you know, yeah, the dishes.
Yep, dishes.
I mean, we're back there all the time in the dishwasher.
You got, about 3 acres of parking area, don't you? A couple acres?
We have a couple acres of land, but I think the parking lot's about an acre big.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Which is a big chunk of land to have to...
Oh, yes.
When you get snow.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So what do you have to do? Outsource a plowing service to come in there and get, you know, so customers can get
yep,
in?
Yep. We had to hire somebody to do it because that's way too much to shovel. Although I did think about it at one time to stick my brother out there and shovel.
Is that why he left the area?
Yeah. No, actually, I was only going to do it for him to take pictures because he, you know, just came from Georgia and it would have been a nice picture to send to his daughter. So...
Can you
see what I can do?
Can you share some insights with the audience, too, about where you're going with the business? What is it going to look like in 4 or 5 years? What do you want it to look like, and what's your dream? There's obviously some goal in mind.
There is some goal in mind. There really is. Well, we want to get some outside seating because that would be an awesome thing. You know,
outside what?
Outside seating for
seating.
The summertime.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Patio
some outside,
or something?
Yes. Yes, that's a big thing now. A lot of
yep.
people like to sit outside in the weather. They don't want to be inside,
right?
Which is a good thing. We're thinking of expanding and doing a lot more with the dinner.
Okay.
And I want the outside to be a lot more shiny, but right now it's dirty because of the snow.
Yeah, sure, this time of year.
Exactly.
Well, I want people to know you got a grand opening plan that will be extended to the public. We want everybody to show up this summer. Big things in store. Won't announce it all. But if they follow the website, they'll be able to find out where what's in store for you.
Yep,
so.
And we are on Facebook, too.
Okay.
We have Sue on the line this morning. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful, thank you. And how are you all doing?
We're doing great. Do you have a question for our guest this morning?
No, I just have a comment.
Sure.
It is a fun place to go.
Yeah.
You've been there, Sue?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. Okay, this is the famous Sue Leonard, who is the cookie entrepreneur. I hope you know that. So,
oh, I did not know
Hartonville.
That.
So,
well,
Sue,
thank you.
Sue, you're also in the food service business. A little different way that you deploy your food service, but same
yeah.
business, right? Yeah.
Yes, basically.
Interesting.
But you know, when I go visit my family, I have family in Tucson, I like stopping off there and stuff, mm-hmm. and I just, I usually have coffee and a muffin.
Come on,
I'm
Sue. No milkshake? What's going on here?
Sue, do you plug the jukebox at all? Do you plug the jukebox and turn on a few
I look at it and I just sit there and admire. So it's just a fun place to go, and it's nice just to sit back and relax. So.
Yeah. Now, let me just say something. Sue is the kind of person that will show up in a poodle skirt and saddle shoes. I guarantee you that she will do that.
All right. We expect that at our grand opening, then.
Okay. Well, we'll see about my... And mine has the saddle shoes, but I know the poodle skirt won't fit anymore.
Oh, no.
But we still have fun, right, Sue?
Yes, we do. Life is too short not to have
That's
fun,
exactly
so,
right.
but...
Yep.
People should just stop by. The service is excellent and the food is good. It's a nice place to
yeah.
go.
Good,
thank
good
you very much,
thank
Sue.
You.
Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you. And I want people to know we're not doing an infomercial for the restaurant, but it really does have that atmosphere that she's talking about. It is there.
Pat, I'd like to go back to the question I asked about the future and you talked about some of the things you'd like to do, and like the outside seating and enhancements like that, all to make it more fun.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a little bit about the notion of, and no one knows what the future holds, but the notion of making this duplicatable.
Exactly, yes.
You know, as long as you're going through the business development and developing the plan, making this duplicatable, putting these procedures down on paper with the idea that could we do this somewhere else? Who knows what the future holds? And this is an interesting, fun theme that could catch on. Well, and who knows?
You mean, are you saying the Cruise Inn could be a franchise? We could be see them in California. We could
may
see
them all over. But it's a goal. It's a dream.
Yeah.
And I think it doesn't cost anything to put it down that way.
No.
You're not investing any money, but I think it helps to organize your procedures and your how you want to deliver products and new things to your customer base.
Well, and that also makes consistency. So
if
we do it that way, it'll be consistent.
Exactly.
So,
even if you have one or multiple locations.
Okay.
Exactly.
We got, Maria? Maria, welcome to BizTalk.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I need to say hello to the lady that's operating that new place that we used to go to with our Corvair Club.
There you go.
Well, hello. Ooh, we do
morning.
Want to hear from you.
And you do. If you kept the old decor...
Yep,
there
everything
is Corvair.
There is
a Corvair there.
Yes. Have you been? You haven't been in there since they reopened it.
Not since they reopened.
Oh, you got to get over there.
Oh,
and
we
see
will.
This. Yeah.
We
yeah.
talked about it at one of our meetings, and we'll be planning a stop, and it'll be one evening. We love that place.
Well, that's great. We want to hear from you. Now, I heard you guys were one of the ones that were there when they reopened it in the first place.
When they opened over there, we were their Shakedown Cruise people.
Awesome.
They put their crew to work, and before they opened it to the public, we were there as their first customers.
Wow. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And we had a ball. We had quite a group of people, and we really had fun, and that was a place that anybody heading north always stopped, even if we weren't together as the club.
Well, Maria, let's ask Pat to give out the phone number that you can call her at again.
Yeah, please.
Oh, definitely. Our phone number there is 920-759-1800.
And it's so glad you called, Maria, because we were talking about tapping into more car clubs and getting
definitely.
Because, you know, I love Corvairs.
I have a really pretty red 1969 Corvair.
Oh, I'm salivating.
Is it a convertible?
Right now, it's put to bed for the winter.
Is it a convertible, Maria?
No, my husband had the convertible.
Okay.
Yeah.
But after he died, I kept it for a year, and then I sold it. One of the club members bought it. We like to keep those cars on the road.
You betcha.
Well, we're going to be looking for you at the Cruise Inn with those Corvairs, because I definitely want to go and admire those.
Yeah.
All right.
And if they advertise on WHBY and they've got special things going on, I listen all the time, and we'll... get the word out.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You very much, Maria.
Okay, we're going to go to a break. We got one more break, and then we're coming back. We're coming down the stretch on BizTalk. Stay with us here on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at 1150 WHBY.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping.
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business, too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip.
Call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Estate planning is not just about you. It's about ensuring that your loved ones aren't burdened by your failure to plan. Estate planning maintains control and clarifies your wishes, which can minimize the discord that sometimes arises at death. Epiphany Law offers legal expertise in estate planning and can offer a complete plan that avoids probate and protects your loved ones when you're gone. Epiphany Law, a boutique law firm offering legal expertise for your family's future. More information is online at epiphanylaw.com.
Okay, we're back on Biz Talk. We've been reliving a nostalgia era. Too bad we didn't have that music. Next time you come on the show, we're going to have oldies, and we're going to be playing them all through these bumpers. But anyway, we're coming down the stretch. We talked a little bit about a biz tip or some pearl of wisdom we can leave with our listening audience today, because you folks are in it.
I think we have two of them, Jim.
We got two of them.
Ladies.
And who goes first? You want to, Valerie, you want to go first, or
go
you
first,
want to arm wrestle
oh,
over
I
it?
Get to go first. Okay. Well, another thing we were talking about was be prepared. Do your research.
Yep.
You know, go check out this, you know, the SCORE organization and get some guidance.
Sure.
And kind of just do your research and be prepared.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah. And then my pearl of wisdom for the day mm-hmm. is... what I've been preaching forever is to be the best boss.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be the best employee
yes.
in every aspect. If
yeah.
you can't do that job good, you can't manage the job to
it
do it.
It garners respect from your people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They want to see that you can. You're not just saying it, talking the talk, but you walk the walk.
Exactly.
So
we do everything. From scrubbing the toilets to washing the dishes to cleaning the ceiling tiles and cleaning tables.
And that's one way I measure is cleanliness in a restaurant is I go to the restrooms right away.
Mm-hmm.
And yours was spotless. I always measure a restaurant by that.
You're not alone. I know a lot of people that do that.
Yep. It tells something right off the bat. So, mm-hmm. Hey, this has been a great show. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm going back for some meatloaf.
I'm going back for a milkshake and a malt.
Well, I'm going to have that too.
It's been a pleasure having you on the show this morning.
Yeah.
It really has been.
Thank you. This has been fun.
And the Cruise Inn Diner is out on Highway 41 at County Trunk J next to Bergstrom's dealership there.
Yep.
Where it's always been. Well, it was way out by the mall years ago, but it's been there for a long time on J.
Yep.
If anybody listening is driving to Green Bay and they're looking for a place to stop for a burger and a soda or a shake and fries,
yep.
Cruise Inn Diner is a good spot to stop it.
And stick a nickel in the jukebox, too, if you're going to do it. I don't know if it's a nickel, but...
I think quarters now.
But I also want to thank you for sharing some of the things that you shared this morning about the challenges that you faced, how you're getting around them, you know, the hard work that you put in. It isn't just all roses and good times. There's a lot of hard work, but the rewards are great. And you treat your customers like guests. They're part of they're welcome into your home.
Definitely.
And it shows.
Yeah, it's family. Yeah.
I mean, there's one thing you didn't mention, and that is the gentleman who, did you mention it on the air that you put the doorbell in? I think you did mention
yes.
that.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
That's treating your guests with respect.
Yeah.
Great. Yep.
Great show this morning. Thank you.
Show for this morning. We'll see you next Saturday morning. I think Tony will be missing next week and missing in action, but we'll be thinking
I'll be
about
in Arizona.
You. You'll be here in spirit. Okay. That's our show. We'll see you next Saturday morning on BizTalk.